This is Neil and Nick kicking off our coverage of Truck Festival for the SRA. Nick, how are you feeling on this beautiful Friday morning?
I'm feeling great. I'm glad I've finally got here amidst the horrible traffic outside the festival site today, but I'm here and I'm raring to go. Truck Festival takes place in the heart of the Oxfordshire countryside in Abingdon. It's a medium-sized festival with around 12,000 capacity.
It is in its 19th year, and you've got to wonder the kind of people who've graced that stage over the years. I know I was just reading there, Biffy Clyro, Two Door Cinema Club, all sorts of people. Last year you had Peter Hook and The Light, you had Clean Bandit.
Charlatans, Basement Jacks as well.
A little bit of everything at this festival, and I really enjoy that.
And this is the first year they've expanded to 3 days as well. So taking place from the 15th to the 17th.
Yeah, it's been a big move for them. Moving up to 3 days, and I think that probably has something to do with the fact that for the last 3 years they've been nominated for Best Small Festival in the UK.
And also rising popularity as well. I know that this year they've increased their capacity, so things are looking good for the festival. There's going to be a lot of interesting stuff in store over the next few days. We will keep you updated.
I think the first act we're really looking forward to is Puma Rosa, isn't it?
Yes, Puma Rosa, one of the early acts on the main stage, and then we've got Catfish and the Bottom End to look forward to headlining the main stage later. Should be a terrific day.
Excellent stuff.
Something I've noticed so far that I like about Truck Festival is the intimacy of it. So after a band performed, or even before they've performed, you can expect to see them just walking around the festival. So you've seen members of Coast, we've seen members of Puma Rosa, just walking around the festival enjoying it themselves. It's something you don't really get at some of the bigger festivals.
No, definitely not. It's been really nice. We had a little chat with about half of Puma Rosa earlier, and they're just happy to chat with people, go and get a nice pie and watch Catfish and the Bottom End.
Exactly. It's a nice vibe to the festival, and I like that. I think the artists themselves probably like it, because we've spoken to numerous people today who have said that what they like most about touring is the fact that they get to make friends with various people, not just bands, but members of the public as well. There's always something going on, so far we've seen roaming bands, we've even seen a DJ set out of a bin.
I am here with Adam at Truck Festival. Hi Adam.
Hi.
What do you love about Truck?
Oh, the weather's really nice and it's just such a good lineup this year, really. Very, very good lineup, and I'm very excited to see everybody.
Who have you seen so far? Who do you like?
Moose Blood's a big highlight for me. Really excited to see Rat Boy later, and Blossoms tomorrow, and everything as well. Brilliant lineup.
That's brilliant. You look a bit painty. What's happened?
There was a paint fight. Well, you get paint and you fight with it.
Incredible. I'm here with Charlotte and Amber at Truck Festival. Hello.
Hello.
How are you enjoying Truck so far?
I think it's very good.
What is it you love about Truck?
I like all the bands and the range that they have. They fit into my music taste very well.
Who has been your favourite band so far?
Catfish. Catfish so far.
Now, you've been involved in this paint fight as well, haven't you? How was it?
I think it was amazing. It's never going to come out, but other than the fact that it's in my eye right now, it's fine. It's fine, it's all good.
Maybe I don't. We are joined by Jody Abacus, here with Moose Blood,
here with DMAs. Hello.
How you going?
Good.
Backstage at Truck Festival with Clean Cut Kid. Hello.
Neil and Nick.
How was that for you?
It was amazing. Energy from the crowd was great. Really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the set. And I feel privileged to do Truck Festival.
Certainly seemed to lift the spirits, because obviously it's been raining up until you came on, and I think that certainly changed things.
And then it stopped raining.
After this festival, we're going to America. I'm going to start a headline run. And then it all kicks off pretty much from now, and we're non-stop almost until Christmas. And then we have a slight break and just keep going forever.
Forever. We drive from here to Heathrow to fly out to play a show tomorrow in Chicago. So it's going to be non-stop flight from now on, pretty much.
So you've been pretty busy, you said, recording a new album called Blush, I believe.
It's definitely an exciting time for us now, because where we've gone, we kind of went quiet a little bit to like build anticipation, I guess, and then it's all like a strategic way to like put singles out to get like the most hype you can get out of it. We're all just really excited just to let everyone hear it, because the second we finished it, we knew that this was like the best thing we'd written at that time.
You've had a lot of comparisons to Britpop artists. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have a favourite?
I actually like the Jesus Mary Chain. They're probably one of my favourite bands out. Massive fan of the Lars. The Verve as well, you know. And when we first started releasing tunes and playing live, there weren't really any bands in Australia as well that were kind of doing that sound. So I guess that's how it kind of got introduced to be.
How was it for you?
Ridiculous.
It was, yeah.
We were just like, we literally thought there'd be like 100 people at the most. We were just like so shocked when we went out. It was just really surreal, the whole thing.
And
I kept expecting like halfway through to just like realise that I was just not seeing properly, and then realise there was only a couple of people there, but it was, it was mad.
It was like, you've got like expectations in your head of what and we kind of did our first few festivals last year because we'd only just signed our deal, and like you get the thing of like we had a single out and people were singing the words to us back and we were like, whoa, but it just doesn't, so far that feeling hasn't seemed to stop. Like there was people in Glastonbury who couldn't even hear the system because it was like passed out of the tent, past the bandstand, past the shops. It was just like completely solid, full of people, and they were like singing all the words of the singles back to us, and we were just like looking at each other on stage like, whoa. So yeah, amazing. It's impossible to describe in a way, but it's just amazing.
So Nick, we've just seen the brilliant Catfish and the Bottlemen. What did you think?
They were fantastic. What a way to finish the first day at Truck Festival. I thought they proved their headlining credentials perfectly.
They sounded absolutely huge as well. For four blokes on a stage with no keyboards, no backing stuff, to make that much noise is fantastic.
They really did, and Van McCann really had the crowd going. For an hour solid, it was just relentless. All the hits, Kathleen, Cocoon, Homesick, Soundcheck, it was fantastic.
I almost didn't realise how many I knew, actually.
Yeah, I think that kind of typifies their real rise in the past year, is the fact that there is a lot of recognisable singles in there. And I think they're definitely going places. A third album could see them headlining some very big festivals.
On the topic of crowds, who would you say has been your favourite crowd of the weekend?
I think Eliza and the Bear absolutely smashed it. They had a really committed crowd there. They were playing in the market stage, which is the second stage down, and they had a full tent and everyone was bouncing up and down, jumping, having an absolute ball of a time.
I couldn't agree more. You know, they had everyone singing along both to their own songs and to Will Griggs on Fire, which was an interesting little addition.
Exactly. It was a bit like Puma Rosa earlier in the day. It was a band we were both looking forward to. And the lead singer was just loving life by the end. I mean, she didn't let the rain affect her performance. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here at Truck Festival, and what a way to start the day than with Mr. Motivator motivating the crowd there. One of the biggest crowds we've seen all weekend, Neil. What did you make of it?
I thought it was fantastic. It's a brilliant idea to really get a crowd going and also to gather a crowd this early in the morning. Well, I say early afternoon, I suppose. But it's such a fantastic idea. He didn't do much off his first album, which was a shame, but we got a lot of the more recent stuff.
It was a real crowd-pleasing set, that, and must have had a good couple of thousand in there. And we even had a Beatles mega mix as an encore there.
We did. I'm not sure how I felt about Eleanor Rigby being put to a club beat, but otherwise it was fantastic.
Absolutely great stuff. Now, we've got more to come from the day, but what a way to start. Hopefully he'll be headlining Reading next year.
Are joined by Charlie and Beth, who have been enjoying the festival. Who's been your favourite act so far?
I really like Monarchs. They were really good. They were really friendly as well on stage, which was nice.
Yeah. I love Moose Blood. The place is packed. It's amazing.
Beth loves Moose Blood.
Have you enjoyed the festival so far?
Yeah, it's good fun.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, it's really nice and chill, but then there's loads going on, which is nice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about that? What else have you got going on, aside from the music?
We went on the Ferris wheel. Yeah. It's been great.
And who are you looking forward to seeing over the rest of the weekend?
Everything.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Fave Band.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're amazing.
And they're beautiful.
consistent with this.
Thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks.
This is Nick and Neil for the SRA with the excellent Sandoro Karma.
Hello.
Is it your first time at Truck Festival?
It is, yeah, but we're quite local to here, so all of our mates, like, actually all of our mates are here today,
yes.
And a lot of our mates have been in the past, so yeah, it's going to be good.
Strong crowd.
Hopefully, yeah, it's picking up a little bit, as, you know, I think the more drunk people get, it's always works.
You'd be surprised, Mr. Motivator had thousands of people out this morning.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe it's because they were still drunk.
This is Nick and Neil again for the SRA with Sam Henshaw.
Hello.
Fresh from the stage, from the market stage, and really energetic, really enjoyable set, really hot set.
Very hot.
How was it for you?
It was really good. It was, as you said, very hot. It was amazing. The crowd was awesome and everyone vibed out. Even the people sitting down were like vibing, which was cool as well. Yeah, it was just cool. It was nice. Like, the weather's been amazing as well, so it was just a really, really nice environment and just vibe. Yeah, cool. Loved it.
On the topic of your audience, you really like to get them involved during your live set. Why is that?
I hate going to gigs myself and feeling like I'm just listening to someone sing at me for, like, 2-3 hours, however long it is. I grew up in church as well, so in church it's a community and everyone's involved, and there's this beautiful thing that I love about worship when everyone sings. It's not just like the person on stage singing, it's like everyone, the congregation, the people in the crowd, everyone is singing.
This is Neil and Nick backstage at Truck Festival in Oxford for the SRA. We're here with Spring King. Hi, guys.
Hi. Your latest single, The Summer, as well. Is it fitting that you released it now? Did you do it on purpose just to coincide with?
Well, it just made sense that it came out next after a Rectify was. And we were like, oh, it's The Summer, we should put it out there anyway. Because that The Summer actually was written years ago, the chorus, so, you know, that was before we even were planning to put out any music, really. It was just in the early days in my house. So, yeah, it's just been, luckily it fitted the timing, you know, except in Australia where it's winter right now. So, yeah, it's a bit different there. But, yeah, no, that song is, like, a bit of a shout-out to, like, Brian Wilson and that whole, like, 60s pop melodies kind of thing, you know. It's definitely one of our more poppy tracks. But, you know, it was just a bit of a moment to kind of... like just inspiration from the Beach Boys and stuff like that, you know, it all went in there, and even Bruce Springsteen a little bit, yeah. So
Manics have just headlined the Truck stage on Saturday evening and they were fantastic. They made it look so easily. They played for 75 minutes with all the hits. Neil, what did you think?
I thought it was great. I mean, they were definitely playing to a younger audience than they normally would, but the audience loved it and they seemed to love it as well.
It was a much more mundane crowd. I mean, the crowd still had a great time, were massively enjoying themselves, but much more mundane than the previous night with Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It was a bit more tame, but it probably suited the music.
You mentioned the younger audience. Now, Manic Street Preachers actually stuck out like a bit of a sore thumb on this lineup because it was massively catered for the younger audience that you mentioned. And I think the Manic Street Preachers probably have more albums than everyone below them combined.
I think it was probably definitely an odd inclusion, but it was one... Like I say, it seemed to go down quite well with the crowd.
They're absolutely fantastic and they proved their legendary status this evening. It's been an absolutely beautiful day on day 2 here at Truck Festival. We've had some great performances, Swim Deep, Young Fathers, and Fickle Friends stand out. Who has been your favourite of the day?
My favourite of the day? That's a tricky question. I think Swim Deep, they were absolutely explosive. Brilliant, brilliant stuff.
We saw Ozzy, frontman of Swim Deep, climbing up the tent pylons and jumping off onto the stage before applying some lipstick during Fuego Boogie. It was an absolutely terrific performance. Bizarre, but terrific nonetheless.
Yeah, very unusual bloke, but I really enjoyed it. I was saying to you earlier, I haven't really listened to that much Swim Deep, but that performance completely blew me away and is a definite contender for Performance of the Weekend for me.
Showcasing that album, Mothers, I can't recommend it enough. And following them was Young Fathers. Now, it was a performance we were both intrigued by, and it definitely lived up to the expectation, I think. They were very good, high energy. Songs like Shame and Rain or Shine went down really well with the crowd.
Get Up was an absolute banger as well. I feel I didn't really get their music until I saw it live, and to see the sort of the passion behind the words that they were saying really brought it out for me.
A notable performance from Sundara Karma as well, who we've spoken to this weekend. They performed on the main stage to a really, really big crowd. And considering they haven't actually released an album yet, the fans were singing along to every word.
It's incredibly impressive, actually. Even the new songs, they were singing along to every word. They had the audience in the palm of their hands. I think they could get quite big in the next year.
Day three of Truck Festival, but there's still so much to look forward to. It's a beautiful day, and we've got Blossoms, Mystery Jets, Codaline, and everything to look forward to. Neil, what are you looking forward to on the final day?
I think for me the most is probably Beach Baby and everything on the main stage. They're going to be huge.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great way to finish the festival. More from us throughout the day here at Truck. There's a range of different eateries available here, aren't there, Neil?
Yeah, and they've all got really witty names as well. You've got Wok and Roll over there, you've got Pie Hard. I really enjoy that.
Yep. So we've had a Chinese so far, and interestingly, they weren't afraid to hide the secret behind their recipe of the sweet and sour sauce.
No, they had some rather industrially sized jars of Uncle Ben's sweet and sour sauce, which was perhaps slightly disheartening, but it was tasty nonetheless.
Even free healing for those that are interested in that sort of homeopathic remedies, Neil. What are your thoughts?
I mean, the only thing I'm wondering is how much does it cost? Because I'd be interested, but only if the price is good. Another cool thing about Truck is there are 7 different stages of various sizes with various types of bands on. Nick, what do you think of that?
It's good because there's always something going on for everyone, whether you want to see one of the more well-known acts that you would on the Truck stage, which is the main stage, or the Market stage, which is the second stage down. You've got things like The Nest. You've also got, interestingly, The Barn, which is a converted barn turned into a stage, and it's so authentic, it's still got the smell of excrement, which is great. But I think, particularly with that stage, it highlights how DIY the festival is. There's a real DIY festival feel. It's not overly commercial, whereas festivals such as V Festival, Isle of Wight, Glastonbury, Reading and Leeds, you might get that sort of thing with them. With Truck, there's a bit more of a community feel to it.
And it's not hard to get from one stage to the other either. It's a very short walk to get from the main stage to the very smallest one. And on the way, if you hear a band that you quite like, you can listen to them as well.
Absolutely, there's always something going on around. It's an easy walk from one stage to the next. I'm here with Alex and Tom, who have been revelling in the weekend. How have you been enjoying Truck Festival so far?
Really well, like, great atmosphere, really, like, chill, just, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've done Reading for too many years, and so it's nice to come to a festival where you can, one, bring in your own beer, but two, just everything is so relaxed.
What makes it different from other festivals?
I think it's literally just the fact that today I started off my day, and today I did reggae aerobics, and yesterday I saw Mr. Motivator first thing in the day. And I feel like once I've got that like energy going after some exercise, the world is my oyster.
It's so nice just to wander sort of thing, and you can see anyone within like a few steps.
We just bumped into you on the Veterans and Virgin stage, which effectively does what it says on the tin. We just saw a young band called Haze who did an interesting version of Dizzy Rascal, but fantastic nonetheless.
I'm very open-minded. I will go and watch a band because that's what I do. If you come to a festival, you might as well watch people that you don't know. But it was really great. Their whole set was really good. But that cover particularly was just the icing on the cake. It was the one.
Well, I hadn't heard of them before. I got recommended it, and I really enjoyed it. Like, it's a great cover, and like a lot of their songs were really good as well.
Like, that's what that tent is all about. You know, the whole point is that you can find some bands you've never heard of before. It's a bit like when you go to like a BBC introducing gig, and it's exactly the same kind of vibe, but you just enjoy it because you're like, do you know what? One day, maybe these people someone will have heard of. And I feel like Hayes, I mean, I'd heard of them before, but they were great.
And finally, highlights of the weekend.
Manic Street Preachers last night was really good. I'm looking forward for Codeline.
I'm going to say two words, and they're the same word, cough, cough. So, I'm buzzing for everything. But to be fair, so far, I mean, Catfish were good. There's not been a bad set. Can I say Mr. Motivator? Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Mr. Motivator wins then. But other than that, the music's been great as well.
We're here with Beach Baby. Hello.
It seemed like a perfect atmosphere for you guys, perfect sound for a day like this, beautiful weather and people dancing, having a good time. It looked like you guys were having a great time as well up there.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was, yeah.
My a lovely day.
It was, yeah, my first experience of having the, I don't know if it's you've done it in other bands, but doing the like proper, like, you know, big stage, sunny, people dancing kind of festival.
Yeah, like an outdoor kind of thing.
We did like Field Day in Latitude last year, but the stages weren't quite as big. So yeah, it was fun. I kept sort of thinking of like coverage, like BBC coverage of festivals, because that's what you normally see, or like when you see it from like the band's point of view.
You were just having like the wind in your face as well. It's like so epic.
Yeah, it was quite an epic experience, and it's still new for us. So yeah, it was great.
This is Neil and Nick backstage at Truck Festival with the SRA, here with Mystery Jets. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
So you spent 4 years since Radlands preparing Curve of the Earth that you released this year. How do you feel that time that you spent, that 4 years, is reflected in the new album?
Well, I think unintentionally we spent the whole time making this record, you know, because the record was only going to be made until it was finished, until it was ready. And a lot of things happened since Radlands, like Kai, our bass player, who was a founding member, decided it was enough for him, and he was going off to do his own thing. And then also we had to build our own studio from scratch, which was this disused button factory, which was full of junk and rubbish, and it was just like, we got in there and we set up our equipment, it took us ages, and when we finally got there, I was like, we're never gonna make a record in this space, it's not gonna happen. But we did. I feel like all those things led to the record being the way it is, you know.
Another day at the festival finished, Neil. Sunday is over. What's been your highlight of the day?
Highlight of the day was definitely Everything Set. They pulled out some absolute bangers from their recent album.
What was your favourite song that they played?
Our favourite song, Blast Doors, which they opened with, was explosive as always. I enjoyed that a lot.
And they finished with Distant Past, which really got the crowd going, and a really, really big crowd there to see them on this Sunday night.
Probably one of the bigger crowds of the weekend, actually. And then we helped on over to the Market stage and catched Mystery Jets, who were having a bit of a problem. They came on a bit late, but when they came on, they had the crowd going just as well.
Yeah, it was good. And Codeline are currently closing the main stage, concluding the festival. And that brings us to the end of Truck Festival. So, Neil, what has been your favourite moment of the weekend?
Favourite moment of the weekend? I'd say Everything Set was impeccable. But for me, I also think it's quite nice to see some of the smaller bands. So I'm going to be a bit cheesy at this point and say that I loved seeing bands like Puma Rosa or Get Inuit were very good. And we saw some smaller bands like Haze and Virgin Kids who were excellent also.
Yeah, I think for me it's got to be when Ozzy, Austin Williams, was climbing up the tent pylon during Swim Deet's Fuego Boogie and jumped off triumphantly. I thought that was a real big moment for the festival for me. I thought that was great. Forever, So that concludes our 3 days at Truck Festival 2016. So all that's left to say is thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Truck, for having us.
Huge thank you to the SRA for letting us do this. It's been a pleasure.
And I suppose see you next year, Truck 2017.